Okay, you dodged the first one. Now dodge at 30.
Fail. And then
And
negative 60.
dodge a quarter. God damn.
Yay.
All right, you only take a D12 of damage, but the bad guy is also playing his card plus D10 supporter damage. So, D10, D12. Beep, beep. The
Oh,
card
up when it fails.
explodes. Oh, bad guy looks disappointed.
Nice, got rid of that D10 damage card.
Ah, I almost forgot I had that fucker. Does he have anything else good? Yes, he has one more
Just a
card.
few more minutes.
Yep, you're close to the end, Corey. You've just got to survive until the end of the combat. Or if you die, try not to die messy. Next round. Villains are first, heroes are second, and hindered. Being melodramatic is approved. Up ahead, as you're flying toward the big gate, you're reaching it this round. It seems to be kind of like swirling, and there's weird electricity coming out through the big bent finger things that expand above it. And you're getting worried that disrupting this kind of power may do something bad. Yeah, there you go.
Are we, is the vehicle not moving this round?
It's up to Chris. You're
Oh no,
nearly to.
I'm simple. I keep simple actioning in the car toward the gate as I'm dodging.
Pretty much you push the pedal and you're driving erratically, but you're this round, if you want to be, you'll be at the gate.
We're at the gate.
Okay. I don't know. Are you doing a flyby the gate or are you stopping at the gate? Because if you stop, you're going to be a sitting duck
Well,
or car.
like I'm gonna fly. I assume it's a large clearing by the gate, right?
Huge.
Right. I'm just yeah. I'm doing a curve around by it so we can see the whole thing.
He's doing a flyby, Corey. What are you up to? Way out of range of that
I'll
dude.
try and shoot the dinosaur again.
You're super out of range. You'd be amazed if you could hit anything. Roll a negative 60 or a quarter, and then maybe you'll tag him. Might be the guy, might be him. You guys are moving super fast in this car. Not at a quarter. Okay. Cool. You discharge your firearm menacingly. Pete, what are you up to?
Checking the range of a spell. Are we within 3 meters of the gate?
No.
All right, I won't cast that then.
Right. What do you do? Quick.
Nothing.
All right. He's doing it by the gate. Pterodactyls are like way the fuck back and flapping madly toward you. They're trying to shoot at severe negatives. They need like 10% or less to hit with their lasers. Pew, pew, pew. Nope. And they fail to fumble as well, which impresses Logan. So,
Do we blow?
Yeah, blow it.
good 3 words from everybody. Next round. Villains are first. Heroes have a chance of getting knocked down. Skiing's approved. They're trying the pterodactyls flapping madly toward you are trying their Hail Mary shots. Chris, are you trying to dodge or no? They're super
No,
low.
I'm gonna hover now. Well, wait. I want to get 30 meters away.
Up, like gates 30 meters under you, or what? Or 30
Yeah.
meters wide.
So that we can drop grenades on to the gate.
Over. You hover over the gate 30 meters up. Got it. I understand. Pew, pew. God damn. One laser's got really close, and the other two. Right. One of them, its laser falls off of it and it goes falls out of the sky. And the other one, wrong target set. Right. Two of them self-destruct in a horrible, grisly way. And the other one's looking around like, what happened? As it flaps towards you guys. The other dude on dinosaur is back behind the pterodactyls, going, God, it's a long way to get. I should have made it closer. Should have made it closer. And it all comes down to hero's turn. Chris is hovering. I know what he's up to. Pete,
Grenade drop.
give me a throw roll because it's still you're like 100 feet in the air. So anything could happen. But it's
a huge target.
Yes, if you're just trying to get it in the middle, which is swirling.
I'm aiming for one of the many floor evenings.
Hence the throw roll.
Yeah. What am I looking for? I'm looking for that. So was there any bonuses to it is more what I was trying to find out.
I'm going to give you a bonus of 20 to it because he's hovering nicely. He's a ways up. There's a little light wind from the northeast. And yeah, give me a throwing a plus 20.
Where's me combat? Throw a grenade.
Right? This is what happens, Corey, when you snort Cheeto dust. Gotta give that up sometime, dude. It's a bad habit to get.
I have a skill plus card. Yeah, I'll play skill plus 10.
Bad guy wishes he had something bad to play on him.
By a quarter.
Right. The torque grenade goes off. You see the tip of the thing go, and it goes boop through the middle of the gate, and the gate goes, and then it surges real big. And Chris, give me a dodge at negative 60 as the surge might capture the flying car as it surges up and expanding.
Does it expand in a dome or just straight up?
It expands like enough. You're not really sure what the shape of it is, but you're thinking if you don't make your drive roll, you're definitely going to get caught in whatever it is.
Okay.
We were hindered previously, and this is the effect of the hindrance, was the gate's going to do boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
I know. That's why I was 150 feet away from it.
Yeah.
You said 30 meters, that's 90 feet. But regardless.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yes. You and the metric system are there not
left. Nice. Bye.
All right. Right now, you guys are doing the cool guys don't look at explosions. He's still wearing his sunglasses, and it just shows the big explosion thing behind you as he's going, meow. Right. Okay.
Bad guy and explosion, or is the explosion not that big?
Let's see. Since you'd asked the question, Pete. Luck roll, if you make it at a quarter, it is big enough to finish this out. If you don't, then it's big, but not big enough.
Yeah, then we got to go and pound on him.
Yes.
So by a roll half or minus 30. All. By a half or minus 30?
No, I was going for the quarter. Quarter.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I didn't make it a quarter. I made it by a half.
Not big enough. The forearm guy stops like, says dinosaur. He's like, fuck. And he begins charging off back toward the remainders of his thing. And it looked like they're attempting to regroup. Meanwhile, the agents are pounding the fuck out of the guy. Like, the 200 got wiped out, the 400 came.
I fly that way to go run that fucker over.
All right, no problem. We go into next round as he's on his fucking dinosaur trying to get back there, and Chris is like, yeah.
I think we've got 2 grenades left still.
Oh, I did not know. Villains are first. Inflicting damage is approved. He prepares to fucking use his ride dinosaur in order to dodge. It's not great, but it's about as good as his regular dodge, so he's going to give it a shot. Go, Chris. Let's see if he needs to roll or if he just rolls. Run him and his dinosaur over. So, right. Hold on a second. Chris, I'm guessing you're traveling pretty goddamn fast. So, roll 2d10 first on his dinosaur. That all right. Dinosaur takes a little bit of damage. And on him. Oh, wait, no. He spends a hero point. He spent 3 now.
Okay.
You strafe him. He goes, fuck you. And right. He's down to just a couple of hero points left. And we go into, he's already tried his, he didn't roll his, fuck it. And next round, villains are first, heroes are second, attack is approved. He tries his special power, which is using, since you guys are going past him in the front and getting ready to turn around and come back, he tries shooting at your car with his small hand pistol at a ridiculously, god damn it, fumble card is... Foe, extra damage. Right, you get to bump 2 up on him for next round if you can hit him and if he doesn't spend a hero point. So, Chris, give me a new attack roll as you come back to squish small man. The dinosaur is kind of like, and he's like, Right. Hold on. He's trying to ride the dinosaur in such a way that no. Okay. And he spends another hero point, and we go to the next round as Chris continues crushing him. The rest of the
card.
Attack.
Yep. Take card. This round, heroes are amazingly first. Wildly gesticulating is approved. He's going for the dodge. This round, the rest of his dinosaurs have finally caught up to him and stuff. It's your Hail Mary. Well, it's not quite your Hail Mary, but if you wanted to do something bad, this is the time, because all of his other dinosaurs are catching up. He's working on hiding in their midst again.
Grenade. We got 2 grenades left.
Who's throwing them? Chris is busy driving, even though he does pitch for the miners.
You can throw it if you want. I'm not that good at throwing grenades.
Well, there's 2 grenades left and 2 of you. I see. Well, destiny.
I don't have any grenades left. Doc has one, and Doc has the other.
Well, you could spend this round pulling them out of Doc.
Well, one Doc has one, the other Doc has the other.
Oh, then it's all up to you, Corey.
Can I not drive this round and throw?
Drop it out of your window.
You could try, it'd be a throw at half, but it's possible.
I'll just try to run him over, and then he can try to drop it on him as we fly by.
All right, super hard to fucking hit, but his is super hard to hit anyway. So go ahead and give me a run the bitch over.
Which I do.
He does for his dodge again. Yeah, that time he dodged. He saves his hero point. Yes, he clenches one of his 4 fists in victory. And Corey, it all comes down to you because he's already used.
I have a spill 10 if you want to use it.
Ooh,
sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got crap on.
He angles the card just a little bit better for you. If Corey, because now his dodge would be a negative 30, and he's only got a 40 dodge. Oh my Christ! Okay, he's trying for his 10%. Dodge. That's all he's got left now because he spent his hero points. Right. And he goes, boom. Corey managed to fucking, he threw for shit the whole first thing, but all is forgiven with the last fucking throw as the general fucking disappears. Now, Chris, I'm going to need, if you make drive at half, I'm not fucking with you anymore. You just do the fucking Doc Brown get out of here thing. If you only make drive it full, then I'm
working fail.
All right, no problem. You've got several pterodactyls chasing you. Just give me 2 dodge rolls, and I'll leave you alone. One more. Just there you go. All right, you guys dodge heavy laser fire and get the fuck out of there. Meanwhile, agents who have been killed off, because you discover an interesting thing as you're flying away. You don't have to kill all the agents. Their replacements double show up as it goes. So pretty much that place is getting overwhelmed. And everybody give me a danger sense, 6 sense roll, 6 sense danger sense, whatever it's called.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Apparently McKay doesn't need his skill thing, but yeah.
Oh, shit, wrong thing. There's nothing bad here.
You feel better.
Yeah, by a quarter.
Yeah, McKay, right. you were quite correct. It is time. You're thinking McKay is correct. Also, it's time to get the fuck out of here.
Okay.
I feel my butt cheeks clenching.
Unfortunately, just leaving is not as easy as all that because you need to
leave.
Did we want to go through the waterfall?
Yeah.
Right. This is going to be hard, and it may trash your vehicle and kill you, but
We don't have to do it at high speed because we're not getting chased at the moment.
Right. Wow. Well, that will give you a big bonus. So go for half, but you're at a plus 20 because you're going and just kind of trying to board, but it can still sweep the car away and fuck you up.
So half. Half
and then plus 20.
So minus 30, plus 20, so minus 10.
Yeah, or that way, either way.
So minus 10. Okay,
Yeah, minus 10.
If he fails this, I will laugh and laugh as you guys plummet to your death through the waterfall.
Yes, I do not have any support card.
No problem. And you guys, and the water rushes in, and then you guys hit the fucking sharp
rock. Pause, you bitch.
Unfortunately, I don't have any reroll cards to trade to you.
You're good. I got it. I'm going to spend a pause on that shit.
Spend a pause, you bitch. It's just, and then somebody pushes the boulder out of the cave that lands on the car accordioning it. Crit.
That's better.
Okay, here's what happens. You fly through the waterfall. You go down through a cave, through some sort of shimmering blue screen, out another waterfall, and you're in a different jungle.
Do we get tarot cards?
No. You apparently have been here before.
All right, we've been here before. I wonder if this is another part of the MMO land or something.
But no problem. I don't know if you'd be able to. Yeah, I'm just going to end it here because
does Doc find it hard to fly the car suddenly?
Yep. Take card, Pete. Hold on. Let me find out what the
multiplier is. I was suspecting that was going to be the case.
I'm thinking you're crash landing soon, but.
Immediately, all grid cards are discarded.
Hooray. Let's see. The magic tech. Chris, give me a willpower times one to keep this fucker in the air.
Anybody have skill plus cards?
No, sorry. I wish I did. Well, hopefully because we've got a crit flying through it, it means our descent should be just nice and not deaf. Then again.
Right. It just shows the car, it begins hitting a lot of stuff until eventually it pinwheels over and over. Everybody takes D6, half and half stun reel, and eventually the wreck of the car, it's gone, it's totaled, it's fucked up, comes to a stop. You guys are like, yay! And the best thing is that Dr. Stephen Yang tomorrow will be replaced by fucking Brady. Alex. So you guys look back in the back seat and do the double take. And Alex is like,
we'll wait for you to say to him that he wakes up strapped in, God, hanging upside down in the jungle.
Remind me if I fucking pull an idiot and forget. That is a great starting scene. Okay, so yeah, that's the end of mission. Let's see. Does anybody have any cycling cards?
Well, I was going to do player's choice, full retrieve it, player's choice, right? So,
well, is that for a pause at the end of the game? If so, you got to wait until all the card play is done, just like before. So you guys have a free... Pardon?
End of the adventure.
Yes, but you...
But see, we get a refill first.
Yeah, you guys get your refill first, so you've got time to lose it still. Don't you worry. A yin-yang will come and sweep that away from you. So everybody discard all the cards you don't love. The bad guy is dead, so he discards his cards. Because Corey, the guy who couldn't throw, the guy that everybody said would never make it to the major leagues, he fucking made the pitch. He made the pitch. Poor Corey. You ever feel like you just play to get fucked with? Are you a masochist? Is that what the deal is? You're pretty sure it might be, aren't you? He just smiles. Fuck you, love it. I killed him. And also something weird is going on here. Hold on, let me just double check the amount just so I don't fuck it up. The sanity gain is 2d10. It's not just big, it's suspiciously big. Another mystery for the mystery solvers to figure out. Why is it 2d10 for killing this general? It should be less than half that. Something's up. But of course, it's max of 99 sand, so. All right. And then since you've discarded cards, you do your end of mission refill?
Mm-hmm. So I've had trash.
Is there any reds to fuck up Corey's whole plot thing?
No red. Assistant. I do have a lock it in now.
Chris, you got any red?
Nope. I got crap.
No more cycling?
Nah, I didn't get shit.
Perfect. So it's 3 hero points for everybody except Corey, who gets 5 hero points because he's got 2 player choices.
Nice.
Dr. Stephen Yang greets the accolades of the crowd before it shows he's going through like one of those Doctor Who regenerations, and he ends up being Freddy, which is just odd.
All right, guys, it was a pleasure.
Yep,
I'm gonna bounce off here. I'll level up on my shit, but I gotta go.
Feel better.
Yeah,
thanks, guys.
Bye. See ya.